This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning, minus Anna Murphy, who's on a boat. She's on a houseboat in Adelaide.
Look out, Adelaide.
I feel like it's Gilligan's Island, you know, went on a 3-hour tour and kind of never came back sort of thing, got lost.
Could be.
Could be. 10 minutes to 8. Now, listen, Anna Murphy would love this next story because I love strange people.
People are funny.
Love dumb people as well.
I like people from Perth.
I like people from Perth, and these two take the cake, actually. Identical twins, Anna and Lucy DeCinque?
Yeah, sure, yeah, that'll do.
They're 30 years of age. They're from Perth. They're identical twins, and they're quite messed up.
Yeah.
Actually, they spent $250,000 on cosmetic surgery just to look a little bit more alike.
Oh.
Like breast implants, fake eyebrows. Oh.
To look a little bit more alike, because as twins...
They don't look anything alike.
Identical twins. Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So, but they've got to a point where they've taken it to an all-new level, which I didn't know whether... I don't even know whether you can do this. Is it legal? Maybe, maybe not. They even have the same boyfriend, 32-year-old electrician mechanic Ben Byrne.
Oh.
And plan to fall pregnant at the same time because their bodies need to be the same.
I beg your pardon?
Yep. They do everything the same. So if one of them walks, you know, a certain amount of metres, you know, a day or kilometres a day, the other one has to do exactly the same.
Wow.
They're identical to the point where they have to... Anyway, we've found a little a clip. Obviously, they
were... Are they going to set it all straight for us?
Well, they were interviewed on a show, like an inside story or whatever it was. And just have a little listen to Anna and Lucy and see what you think.
How do you share a boyfriend?
It just works. We've had separate boyfriends. I know that sounds crazy, but it does.
People won't agree to it, and it's not natural. Maybe some will think, but we're happy. He's happy. Our family and friends accept it.
So,
we've had separate boyfriends in the past. It hasn't worked because of our closeness. And because we're with each other 24/7, every single day, every minute of our life together, it's just much easier.
He's a twin, and he understands the bond. He's fraternal. They don't look alike. But he understands we want to be together all the time. He never favours one twin. If he kisses me, he'll kiss my sister straight afterwards.
There's no jealousy.
There's no separation.
And do you live together? Do you all live together?
We live with our mum and our boyfriend. So he's all surrounded by girls.
Okay.
Oh, my God. So that's Anna and Lucy.
Wow.
There you go. They live with their mum and the boyfriend.
Okay, I don't want to judge.
No,
so
I'm not judging at all.
I'm not a twin, so I don't know if this is... Maybe this is more common than we think.
I don't think so.
Oh.
But they are units. All I learned out of that video is, you know, I've never seen a good lip implant. On a different note altogether, this caught me off guard, and I'm feeling... I'm going to put a disclaimer out. I've had about 10 tonnes of cough syrup this morning, so whatever I'm about to deliver, this could go absolutely anywhere.
I'm saying this is going to be a community service announcement. Really, isn't it?
This is. Yep, it is. Hackers, I'm just letting you all know right now here, you've heard it first in Murphy's Law, hackers could take over your dildo and make it go berserk.
Uh-oh.
It's a warning from experts. A huge pink plastic penis purred into life as a hacker typed lines of code into a laptop. It's actually taken place in what may be the world's first cyber, sexy cyber attack.
Wow.
Yep. So.
Wow.
You may be at risk of hackers taking over your dildos and wreaking havoc on your genitals. That's all I'm going to say. It's come from
a
security firm, Trend Micro, have said that you've got to be careful because some of these devices are hooked up to Wi-Fi.
Right. I was going to say, how do you connect your dildo to the internet?
It's like Apple Air.
Oh.
You know? Anyway, you can hook it up to your Wi-Fi, apparently. I don't know. Haven't got one. Don't know.
Right.
But I just thought that we should send Anna Murphy, just in case... She's this weekend on a houseboat, and she doesn't get the message.
She's
just to maybe not connect the purple people eater to Wi-Fi when she's on the boat, because that could go pear-shaped.
Yeah, you don't want to be that person on the boat, do
you? No, not after she's had a couple of beers And the purple people eater goes crazy.
She's going to kill you when she hears this.
I hope she doesn't listen back to this podcast because now the whole of Melbourne know about the purple people eater.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.